Om Shanti to all of you and Om Shanti to Brother Mohan Bhai Ji. It is my great pleasure to introduce Brother Brij Mohan. As you all may be seeing him very often whenever Baba comes, he is one of the Trinity brothers. We have Trinity Dadis and we have Trinity Dadas. So he is one of the Trinity Dadas, we can say. And I had a very beautiful experience all the time whenever I listen to his class. I always make the duty to hear his class because his class is full of joy, happiness and fun, and it touched the heart. And Brother Brij Mohan Ji is more than 55 years in Gyan, and I know his mother also, and who used to be called Chachi Ji. And I always used to meet her. Now she has left the body. She's an advanced party. When I went to Delhi, I especially visited that center, Mathura. And all the memories of the past came back to me. So we'll have the great pleasure of listening to Brother Brij Mohan today. He will be speaking on the topic of the last Murli, not to complain about anything, not to blame anybody. And I'm sure that we'll get a lot of benefit of it. And I think, Brother Brij Mohan Ji, aap ye bhi bolna ki kaise Baba se milne ke liye khas. Especially to meet Baba, he always gives the good hints. So along with the class, I think he will going to give that good hint, which is my special request. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. In the world, they say, more the merrier. In Baba's Gyan, we say the less the better. Because Baba never wanted a crowd. Paradise is not a crowded place. It's a royal place for royal people with plenty of space, physical as well as mental. So here we are trying to blame each other, which has been the game for the last 25 centuries. Blaming others or circumstances or anything excepting myself has been a hobby with each one of us. Because we want to put the responsibility, shake off ourselves. So in the last Murli, Bab Dada has said that liberate yourself from every wrong things, old thing, to be really liberated in life, and liberation from blame game is one of those important things. Now, Baba says, we want liberation for 21 births or generations. And those 21 include, first and foremost, the confluence birth. Now, this liberation starts with our present birth, where we can have maximum freedom, maximum liberty, maximum liberation with no labor, no effort, no burden. So this is the time, first of all we should see why we blame and what we lose by blaming. The first fundamental spiritual law universally applicable. Throughout the world, cycle is. As you sow, so shall you reap. This is the first law. No one can avoid it. As much you sow, that much you will reap. Whosoever will sow, only that person will reap. This is the fundamental law. Okay. Now, we get lot of opportunities. What Baba gives us is not direct inheritance, but opportunities, chances to earn or to be entitled to that inheritance. In that Baba helps us. So if we blame anything for anything, first we should check whether we blame or we don't blame. Are we not losing a diamond opportunity to be able to get full inheritance or more inheritance? What we are losing in the process of making excuses or putting the blame? That is number one item. Now, why we do it? Very simple. Because we do not intend from inner heart to do something, we make excuse. Say for example, Amrit Vela. Okay? Amrit Vela, Baba has given appointed time with children. Baba says, even the most busy being will keep some time for their family. So I am God Almighty, Father of all souls, but still I have fixed some time for my children. And that is Amrit Vela. And Baba says, at Amrit Vela, if you are just present, just simply present, it is then I will fulfill you without your asking with whatever is your requirement for the whole of the day. Another Amrit Vela will come next day. And all Amrit Velas in the world, big or small, in any cycle, in any period of time, are always celebrated. Amrit Vela means beginning. So we celebrate beginning of a birth, beginning of a marriage, beginning of a housewarming, beginning of the golden age. Nobody celebrates silver age, although it also begins. Beginning of the morning, beginning of any season. You will find all new beginnings are Amrit Velas or the golden age of that particular item in the drama. So they are celebrated. So specially the name Amrit means nectar. The time of becoming immortal, time of getting nectar without effort, time of getting all the Baba's qualities in us without effort is Amrit Vela. We know it. Very often we are revised with this importance of Amrit Vela. Now look what happens. Amrit Vela comes. It's a great opportunity because one Amrit Vela gone is gone forever, for the whole cycle. Next one will also likely go if we are not careful about the first. So what happens? Some excuse or the other is made. I slept late last night, so if I go for Amrit Vela, my rest of the day, I will not be able to properly spent. Or my body is not so good. So if I get up at Amrit Vela, then perhaps body is very important to me for the whole of Sangam Yoga. I should care more for the body than for the Amrit Vela. So let it go. And it is very cold outside. Supposing I catch cold, let me sit in my bed. Then, you know, my health will get spoiled and I will not be able to go to Murli class or to any lecture or whatever. And it is very important for me to preserve my most precious body of Sangam Yoga. So let me skip Amrit Vela. So there will be 1001 excuses to skip Amrit Vela. And if within me, if somebody asks, you can always make some other excuse that my neighbor did not let me sleep whole of the night, whatever, kept the light on, was reading. So say reasons. But in the process, what we are gaining and what we are losing. So you will find we have lost, not only lost a golden opportunity, but also created in us the sanskaras of being careless about the importance of that golden opportunity like that. So you will find this blaming or excusing ourselves can be divided into a few categories. One is, and Baba has given answer to all of those. Number one is, my old sanskar. Whenever I am not able to observe any normal maryada, say, we are supposed to speak less. We are supposed to speak in low sound. Mama, people never knew Mama has passed by. She will come like a shadow. People will look and, oh, Mama has come. Even today, Dadi Janki was saying that early times, Mama came from her room and went to the rooms of all the sisters there. In the Amrit Vela, they were sleeping, most of them. And then Mama went down. Some of them who were waking, they rose and said, look, Mama has come. So by the time Mama reached down near the kitchen at that time, all of them woke up and came running to be present before Mama. And Mama looked at all of them, gave drishti and politely said, even your devotees have taken their shower and they are worshipping you and you are sleeping. And Mama just sat, smiled and went away. Then Dadi Janki says, that day, even today we remember, they never thought of sleeping. Because they always remember their devotees are there. The deity is sleeping and the devotee is worshipping. So like that. So therefore, this making excuses, now compare it with Laukik job. Say at the same Amrit Vela, you have to catch a plane, you have to catch a train, you have to go on your Laukik job. Will you be making same excuses? No. So it means these are pure and simple excuses. So when we say my old sanskars of speaking loud, I don't mean anything. Just it is my nature to speak a little loud, speak a little more, speak a little fast. I don't mean anything. Okay. Baba says, check. What are your old sanskars? What you called old, older, oldest? These are the sanskaras acquired on the way in the middle period, in the copper age. These are not your original old sanskaras. If you talk of your oldest sanskaras, your immovable property, as Baba has put in one Murli, these are of Paramdham, where there is total silence. Question of even speaking a word does not arise. And if you talk of sanskaras in the beginning of the golden age, of the deities, they only talk little, Mostly they understand the vibrations and thoughts of others, and a few words they speak sweetly. So, which are old sanskaras? Are those old sanskaras or the sanskaras of the middle period? A noisy word, talky word. So Baba says it means you don't remain in the awareness and consciousness or remembrance of your oldest sanskaras, and you are mostly using your middle period sanskaras. Someone has kept their new dress intact and are using their already used second-hand dress, and they are saying, this is my newest dress. So it is like that. So Baba answers it, always think of your oldest sanskaras. Whenever you feel lazy, there are so many points to remember. Not only that, if there was some important thing or urgency or some compulsion or something of liking, will I be also lazy? But also that this drama cycle repeats. If now I miss one Amrit Vela, it is not just one Amrit Vela I am missing, but I am missing it forever, innumerable number of times, incalculable loss, irreparable loss, and at the end, even today's Murli says that the future depends upon your Sangam Yuga. Everything of Sangam Yuga is magnified. If you miss something here, you will miss it like a year compared to a second in the your inheritance. So Baba says it very clearly, and there are others to take your place. So Baba says, I give you an opportunity. You have to be alert about that. At least keep safe and keep secure your own wealth. At least you are not asked to secure somebody else's wealth. Then we start sometimes blaming the environment. Look, times are such. It is darkness everywhere, negativity everywhere. Everyone is negative. So we use wrongly the term, do in Rome as Romans do. So all people are negative, why should I be positive and get lost or be insignificant? Let me also be like them, so I will be more comfortable. So Baba says, again check, when is light needed? Is light needed in broad day when the sun is there, or is light needed when there is darkness? We start all ceremonies by lighting of candles, even during the day times. Why we light candles? What is the darkness we want to expel? It is not the physical darkness. So it may be darkness of ignorance or misunderstanding, or save my being from stumbling. So I use light. So light becomes most precious when there is utter darkness. So the positive qualities are most needed and useful and valuable when there is negativity all around. Nobody will bother or give any value to our positive qualities in the golden age. If there is ice, if you go to a high hill like Himalayas, and there is ice everywhere, and somebody gifts you a slab of ice, please take it as a gift from me, then what will you do? You say, there is plenty ice here. Or you gift some fruits to a fruit seller. Say, look, today is your birthday, I have brought fruits for you. He says, I am fed up with fruits all around me. Or sweets to a sweet seller. Similarly, if you want to give light to somebody who is already in light, no value. So this light has, or positivity or anything, has no value in the golden age. Everybody is positive, no charity you can do. You can't even share that with anyone. But now, you need so much of it for yourself. So we have to see, should I go by what is around or should I go by what is good for me? So, if I have to become valuable or different from others, I should be knowing that I am not to be influenced by the environment. I should, on the contrary, influence the environment. Many times Baba gives example of a rose flower, a fragrant real rose flower, not the artificial one, or an incense stick, that a rose flower does not stop giving its fragrance depending upon where it is placed. You can put rose flower in a bouquet, you can present it to someone, you can put it in a temple, or you can throw it on a heap of false smelling rubbish. Rose flower is not going to stop giving fragrance simply because it is on the heap of rubbish. Rose flower will, because its natural quality is to give fragrance, it will continue to give fragrance. We are human beings. Should we withdraw or stop our love and affection simply because people are hating us? Sun never stops its rays or sunshine from anyone. People can put a shelter and try to not let it in, but sun does not stop it, that this person doesn't deserve, he is a robber. There should be no sunshine on his house. No. So therefore, as a natural quality also, what we are, we should keep our natural quality and not be selective. Because if we become selective, Baba will also become selective. Baba has lot of choice. Baba says, I promised you paradise, yes. But I never said last birth of paradise or first birth of paradise. You are very much in paradise. Come in the 21st birth, at the end of copper age, little bit. I promise you, here is the promise fulfilled. Why so? Because you also promised to me, you also did like that. And then, Baba says, even in the 21st birth, there are different status. There will be a king and queen, there will be ordinary subject, there will be a servant, there will be a servant of servant. So depending upon how much mastery we got here in the present time, we will be entitled to that only. So it is very easy. So it is give and take. So we cannot take excuse of circumstances around. Then events. Sometimes we say, this situation was such. I was surrounded by such people. There was no food available at all, Brahmin food. So per force, I took the Asuric food. And Baba, you know, otherwise I was not intending to take Asuric food at all. But the circumstances were such. So Baba says, there are always tests and trials before anything is cleared, quality control, like cleared. These days, people are not bothered about quality control, they want quantity. So what they do, if there are insects or if there are bacteria or germs affecting any fruit crop or any fruits, they will not like that let the parrots eat the fruit, let the insects infect it, and whatever is left out of that, which is not affected, is fit for human consumption, natural quality control. They will like to kill all the insects and all the other things, and by using insecticides, so that fruit remains. So Baba says, always there has been shedding of extra load, shedding of the dead wood, and trying to only work on what is really deserving and what is really willing to be changed. So in Jnana also, if all people from beginning would have remained as Baba's students, mixing up with those who are really intending to be student and those who are not, the quantity of those who just came out of curiosity and like that, their number would have been much more. And then if you have more stones in the rice than rice grains, then it is not worth using it. Even less quantity of stones is thrown out. So Baba says it's a natural quality control. You cannot Take any excuse. Some people say, something will be wrong with this jnana, that is why so and so left it after 4 years. If somebody leaves the world by getting a disease, will you say that I should also leave the world because he left after so 4 years, I should also leave? No. These are all excuses we make to justify our omissions and commissions. But most funny thing comes when we start blaming Baba himself. That is the top class blaming. You know, you can blame anyone. Okay. We start blaming Baba also. We say, Baba, you know I am your child. Yes, for so many years. And you are my parent. A parent is supposed to take care of the child. A child will always make mistake. To err is human. So I am on the path. So you knew that this is going to happen. Why did you not save me? Why did you not give me extra power and save me from that? So I am not to blame. I was still your child. And because you did not help, this lapse has occurred. Kindly excuse me. So this also we do. Now Baba smiles. What can Baba do? He says, takes mercy. Then look at my children. I am the teacher. A teacher only teaches the students to the best of his ability. And it is the student who has to appear in the exam, because it is the student who requires a certificate or a qualification, not the teacher. If the student somehow fails to pass, then the teacher will ask him to make double effort. Wherever the student has erred, teacher will try to make it up. But there is no rule in the whole world that a teacher should appear in the exam for the student. A teacher can teach but cannot appear in the exam also for the student. And suppose he had appeared, then all students will get first grade because he is the same teacher for all. And then where is the question of student getting the certificate? The certificate should go to the teacher. So Baba says, even they go to the extent of giving the Srimat I give, they start giving it back to me. And forgetting one important thing, that God helps those who help themselves. If we take at least one step, we are really willing to be helped, you will find, Baba has many times said, I will find some way or the other, in some form or the other, I will come and interfere with your getting into the wrong side. But at that time, you even ignore that, you don't see that, even if Baba makes a method so that you can be saved, you will overcome that also and still make the mistake and then blame Baba. Look, Baba, it is like this. You know, there are so many stories about these things. It is the basic intention or lack of intention. If one has determination to do something, one will give all the reasons to do that. And if one doesn't have the determination, one will give all the reason not to do that. It is so simple as that. So it is said, so let me give up that story, it will eat a lot of your time. I will tell you a simple thing that we all know. There was a wolf and there was a lamb. Both were about to, by the side of a stream, gone there to drink water. The wolf saw the lamb, very soft lamb, young lamb, and wanted to eat it. Now the wolf had to make some excuse, so to justify. So the wolf said to the lamb, look, you are making the water dirty, for me, so I am going to eat you. The lamb said, wait, very politely, frightened voice, said, you are upstream, the water is coming from your side to my side, so how can I spoil the water for you, because you are standing ahead of me, so water is flowing from you to me. Then wolf said, oh, this has not worked. So, again the wolf said, but you abused me 6 months back. He said, I am only 3 months old. Then he said, then he could not wait. He said, your father must have abused and killed and ate that lamb. So the idea is that if you want to give reasons only, but you have the intention, like somebody wants to invade Iran, Iraq has already been invaded, they will find some excuse that you attacked my boat, you did and that. The intention, it all depends on intention. So if you have the intention to do something, then no obstacle is an obstacle, particularly because God is helping us. But what happens? We forget. Baba has given, whenever Baba gives us something to do, Baba also gives extra help. And Baba says, do it with my power. Don't do it with your own power. If you say, it was my sanskar and I have failed 10 times, now 11th time also, I am not likely to succeed. You write off your success already. And you forget, Baba is giving you a new method, a new lease, a new promise, and a new vardhan blessing. Go ahead, child. And still you are not going. It means your intention is, you have become so used to lapses that doesn't matter, this is okay. Or you have become so disheartened. Because basically, what Baba says, carelessness and lethargy is basically due to failure. And enthusiasm is a summing up of success. If you succeed in something, you will be enthused to do it again. And if you fail in something, even in the education, the subject one does not like should be read, because otherwise that subject will be neglected. But whenever that subject comes, you will feel so uneasy. And the subject that you like and you are good at, and you get more grade, so you will be liking to study more and more. So it is natural. So therefore Baba says, don't try to do with your own effort. Maya is more powerful than the child's power at any point of time. Because we are going to get more and more difficult tests. In last Murli, Baba has said, the higher you go, the tests of Maya also become higher. Naturally, if you fall from a low height, then you will only be slightly injured. But if you fall from a great height, then there is a risk of your losing the life itself. So Baba will do that. But Baba says, don't do it with your own effort, you forget. Now why we forget? It is because whole day we are not careful. And whenever you are careful, nobody will meet any accident so long as one is careful. But as soon as you become careless or you become overconfident, oh, I am quite careful. If you want to test this, in the morning decide on any point of dharana. Say you decide, today I will not become moody. I will not become irritated with anything. You decide. And you will find many tests will come on this subject only and will try to cause you irritation or change your mood. One will come, you will overcome it, you are cautious. Another one will come. As soon as you become careless, little less careful, a big one will come, then you will say, oh, it was so big, I never knew it comes like this also, after the event. This is because Maya is very, it is, the entire kingdom is of Maya. And we are in disguise. We are here because by virtue of Baba's power, that like in an enemy's country, you are there. The only thing is, in our kingdom, Maya does not enter, is not allowed to enter even in disguise. In Maya's kingdom, we enter in disguise and we overtake it. We become victorious. So that shows that power of Baba is more than the power of Maya. But we have to use Baba's power. And Baba says, liberation. The word liberation is very wide. It means liberation in all respects. All of us are liberated in many things, fully or sufficiently. But we have to be totally liberated, because if there are 16 windows in a house and storm is outside and you have closed 15 of them, but one is left open, then the storm will enter from that one, and our effort in closing the remaining 15 will be spoiled, because still the dust has come in. So one has to be careful that the 16th one is so important that it affects the other 15 also. So that is why Baba has said many times that if you want a high rise pillar, you have to be having a very deep foundation, and you have to make it strong from all sides, not from three sides or two sides, otherwise it will remain weak. So that is why in a sense is that ultimately it is the powers that we have, but we use those powers at the proper time, then the more successful we become, the more enthused we will be. But there is a barrier, or there is a sort of a handicap, or there is a limitation to this, and that is called weakness. What is that weakness? So broadly, that weakness has been described into divided into five categories. One weakness is ego. You know, ego means even ego of jnana, that I have more jnana is an ego. I am a good yogi is an ego. I am a good server is an ego. I am a cooperative soul in so many respects, it is an ego. Ego can come even in a very subtle form, that I have no ego. Ego of having no ego is the subtlest type of ego. But still it is there. So Baba says that one has to be humble. The test of it is that can I adjust to all the situations normally and naturally and remain light? Can I also say yes in all situations, or I have to adjust with some difficulty? Somebody says, we are going to put another person in your room, for example. You are already 2 or 3 or 4 or 1. You are used to that. Now, instantly, do you feel uncomfortable? It was better if that person had not been put. Or you are able to adjust. There may be some good in this. It may be my test. Like that. So in all situations, the initial response, whether it is easy and light, it means lot of humility. If there is ego, of what form or the other, the test will be that I cannot give respect and love to all. It will be given, but selectively. And I cannot listen to the praise and appreciation of others. I want respect for myself. I want myself to be loved. I want myself to be praised. But I will be in competition that if the two of us, two BKs are somewhere in some situation, I should be better off than the other one. I will like to have the first chance. Like that. Supposing they say there is food for only one person, or you are traveling and you have food for only one person, another has also entered the room, compartment, you are willing to share with that person happily, or you think that let that person sleep, then I will open my food and eat. I mean something like that. So basically, it is a test of my depth of my soul, that whether I am able to be comfortable with everything and not thinking that I should get praise, I should get opportunities, I should get this, why this person has got more, like that. So this ego is a great barrier and it disturbs our yoga with Baba. Baba equally loves all. Baba knows children are number wise. Baba knows children have shortcomings. But Baba never withdraws love from any child. Just as darkness and light cannot live together, ego and humility cannot live together. This is number one problem. Second is attachment. Now, attachment is the enemy of freedom. And freedom is important for liberation. You cannot be liberated unless you are free. You may think I am liberated and yet you may not be liberated. Say there is a dog or there is a cow and you tie it with a long rope with a pole and the lot of space for movement and the dog or cow thinks I am free, I can move a lot around, but forgets that ultimately my rope has a limit and it is tied to the pole. Or you are in a boat and boat is anchored, it is tied to the shore with a rope or some chain and you are doing the rowing and your effort is going waste because it cannot move. So Baba has said, if the soul is attached to anything or anybody, then all the consequences of any loss of suffering to that thing, to that body, will be as if I have suffered. Like that, you know, the jinni and the parrot. The jinni has the life in the parrot. If you just twist the leg of the parrot, the jinni's leg, very mighty and powerful, will be twisted and will feel uncomfortable. So this attachment means attachment to gravity, attachment to the grave, attachment to the elements, physical elements in the form of this body. So unless we practice liberation of the soul while in body, that I am here, I go out at my liberty, at my freedom, I come back. So Baba has given us so many methods for small time, for little period, going out and coming in, but that will give us slowly and slowly the feeling, I am using this body, I am not this body, I am not too much attached to it or the things belonging to it. Then I can be a trustee. And Baba has made this whole Brahma Kumari system so that we can be trustees. We are living, we are working, we are eating, we are bathing, we are sleeping, but not for ourselves. It is not my house. Gyan Sarovar is everyone's. It is not by Baba. Baba is everyone's. This is not my room. It is allotted to me. After I go, anybody else will be there. So this unlimitedness should be natural for me. Then I will be able to detach myself. Otherwise, my joys and my happinesses, my comforts will be connected with something. I may be attached to comfort. I may be attached to sleep. I may be attached to food, I may be attached to loneliness, whatever, or to some person, my assistant, my money, whatever. So this is number two barrier, and that disturbs our meditation and makes us to make excuses. Because I want to be a little special, I want to be a little different, I want to save a little pocket money with me, I want to think that if this thing happens, at least I should be comfortable. I should protect myself, forgetting that it will not be possible. Then greed. Brahmins sometimes mistake their greed as a good thing because we justify it. See, there is a time, supposing one has to leave the body. Then I say, Baba says this body is very important. Then only in this body you can take knowledge. Only in this body you can collect your inheritance. Baba, I should not leave this body. Whether it is really whatever I have lived up to now, did I use this body with that value? Did I attend all the classes? Did I do all the service that I was expected to do? Am I satisfied? Am I ever ready in the sense I have utilized all my opportunities? Then I may be justified in saying yes. Otherwise, if I have wasted most of it, most of my thoughts, and now I am saying, Baba, if I had another more year, it would be very nice. It is only greed in disguise. So, the test is that greed is the enemy of contentment. If you are not contented, in some form or the other, we blame, this should not be this, this center should be like this, this teacher should be like this, this Madhuban should be like this, this is, I am double foreigner, I feel different, whatever. So all these words of discontentment or thoughts of discontentment means I am not contented. It means somewhere, something or the other I am seeking, and that seeking is greed. So Baba says fulfillment. One should be fulfilled always, overflowing. And simple formula is what Baba has told, have a to-give approach. Always think of giving, 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 giving. Never think of getting. Whatever. Something is given, you say, no, I don't want it. So then you will get, not that you will not, if you start giving, you will be lesser by that. No. Deities are called givers. A person who gives, the position of the hand will be up like this, and the person who gets always will be like this. It's a question of being a master or giver or a receiver. So as soon as you become a receiver, you are thinking of having. So Baba says in this whole universe, everything is giving and in the process getting. Giving means getting. But if you start thinking getting means getting, then it goes wrong. A tree produces fruit to give, and people don't cut that tree, the people sow more trees, fruit trees. A lamp is giving light, so people produce lamps. It is giving. Similarly, I want love, I should give, I will get. I want respect, I give, I get. It's a simple law. So giving will mean you will be fulfilled. You will not be greedy, and you will be able to give also to others. So this is very important also for our daily life of thinking, not making excuses. Otherwise, I will say, I wanted to have a hot shower, and today cold water came or water did not come, so I missed my class. Something like that. The water was not sufficiently hot, this and that. Supposing you are given the charge of the whole house and asked to make the water for everyone, you can also make similar mistake. Then you cannot say. So we should be, what I do for myself is, if any such situation of so-called uncomfortable comes, I always think it has to come with 1,000 times more intensity in very shortly. So I should be prepared for that. And I feel it is nothing. Because it is to come 1,000 times more short, more with more intensity, any discomfort. Today we are very comfortable. Just as you go to the markets these days, you tell somebody, this thing is very expensive. The shopkeeper will say, sir, have it now. Next year it will become more expensive. So better have it now. It's a fact. So therefore you enjoy. So if you start thinking that any difficult situation that comes, supposing there is no light, there is hot, there is cold, there is something, say, the drama is moving at such fast speed. I may have to face 1,000 times more problem of this nature. So you will become energetic enough to face it. So then you will feel very powerful. Then comes anger. Now anger is a reaction. Because it means we are not responding to a situation after thinking how we should respond, we simply respond. So if we think somebody will cause anger for us, naturally some situation or something, somebody insults me, somebody does not do things properly, somebody causes a loss, somebody puts me into trouble, whatever. Now that person has become the source of anger. Normally I will get more angry and say, I don't get angry, but this person is responsible for making me angry. I will blame him. But if I think that whatever this person had to do has done, but how I should react? Am I also just somebody throws a brick at me and I start throwing stone at him with more intensity? No. So if you pause, you will find there is a scope for changing. And one word Baba has told us is very useful, that is mercy. As soon as anger comes, you become an ancestor, a grandparent, think that the other person is like a child, grandchild, and have mercy on him. Why God does not get angry is because God is the ocean of mercy. If we also become a little bit of a river of mercy or a well of mercy, anger will get merged into that and you will feel much easy. And slowly when you start overcoming anger, then you will be finding lot of bravery and power in you to overcome it. And last of it, or the first of, foremost of it is the lust. Now Baba says, have good wishes for everyone. Shubh bhavana, shubh kamna. Nobody who has not overcome lust can have real good wishes for anyone. Because one is not having even good wishes for one's own soul. So being a well-wisher of all presupposes being a well-wisher of myself. And I know that the greatest injury I can do to myself is by becoming body conscious, which is the root of all the weaknesses, and this is the first gross weakness, is the lust. So therefore, if we overcome it, Baba will give us the power. The method is of course soul consciousness. Always look at the soul of everyone. Only 2 days back Baba said in a Murli, don't look at certain things which cause you body consciousness or make it very deep. So therefore, once you practice, I am a soul, you are a soul, everyone is a soul, and I am a pure soul, and therefore Baba will then give you the power to be well-wisher before harming anyone's honor, anyone's respect, injuring any soul deeply. One should think, I am an ancestor. My duty is to protect and not to injure. So like that, Baba will give you the power to be real well-wisher of myself and others. So basic thing is, excuses are only depriving us of our opportunities. We are only harming ourselves. And in fact, there is no excuse, because Baba has given us antidote to everything, and above that, Baba is always with us to help us in overcoming weaknesses. Some children start seeking Baba's help for fulfilling those weaknesses also. Baba, I want to break this law, please help me. Asking a police officer, a thief asking a police officer, help me to steal. Baba says, I don't do that. So please, what Baba can do, what Baba does and what Baba does not do is very clear to us. Sometimes What Baba has to do, we start doing. What we have to do, we say, Baba, you should do. So we should be very clear about it, and it is in our interest to stop making excuses or blaming other situations, anything, even Baba, because then our opportunities will be saved to us for improving our inheritance. Om Shanti.